We begin the current daf Masechet Seir and daf Gimel. We begin on the bottom line of daf Beis and Mabeis, which the Gemara continues discussing the theme of the previous daf. And that is our Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Seir introduced the concept that a mavoi, an alleyway that's surrounded on three sides, open on one side to the Rishas HaRabim, there is a rabbinic requirement of creating a Erev, or otherwise known as Shituv HaMavois, which besides other factors that are necessary, there's a heker, there's something that's necessary to be placed, which is called a kair, or possibly a lechi, but the case that our Mishnah is speaking about is a crossbeam that has to be placed across the walls of either side that's between the entrance of the Mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah said that that kair, that crossbeam has to be, cannot be higher than 20 amas from the surface of the ground. And the Gemara inquired, why is that? So Rav said that we learned that out from the Heichel, just like we find by the Heichel that it's called a Pesach, and it's Kaira, it's the top of it, of the entryway, is not above 20 amas. So we learn that a Kaira regarding the entryway of the Mavoi, for it to be considered a Pesach, has to be not higher than 20 amas. And the Gemara in the previous daf had some questions. Now Gemara continues asking questions on Rav's opinion that the source for this halacha of Kaira, for it to be a Pesach, is learned out from the Heichel. And that our Gemara begins, but if that's the case, as Rav said, that the halacha of Kaira not being higher than 20 amos is because it's learned from the Heichel, we continue on to the top of Dav Gimel and Aleph, then loy tahanyu le amaltara, then amaltara, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what that is, that should not help by a mavoi to say that the Kaira, the crossbeam, will be kosher, that it will help even if it's higher than 20 amos. And that is the Gemara later will explain that, as we said, what is a maltar and where do we find that it tells us that even if the kair is going to be higher than 20 amas, if it has a maltar in it, it also will be kosher even though it's higher than 20 amas. And the question is, the heichel itself, the sanctuary, had an maltar. And vafilachi eser mamhu digavaya, and still in spite of that, it still was only up to 20 amas and not more than that. And the source for our halacha of the whole concept of a kair being only up to 20 amas is from the Heichel. So how could you say that Maltara is going to let you make it even higher, yet the source for our halacha is from the Heichel, and that had a Maltara, and it wasn't allowed to be, as we see in the facts, it was not higher than 20 amas. Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Midos, Chamesh amaltarois shel mila hayu al gabav. That there were five amaltarois of oak, which oak is a type of wood that has gallnuts that grow in it, that was one on top of the other, zula mila mizu, vizula mila mizu. And so therefore we see that by the entryway to the Beis HaMikdash, that there were these five amaltarois, one on top of the other, made out of oak wood. And in spite of that, the entryway was only up till 20 amas. That is, the kaira, the lowest part of the doorway, was not above 20 amas. So therefore, the question is, how could we go ahead and learn that from Heichel, and in spite of that, say amaltarois will help it be higher than 20 amas, when the source is from Heichel, as the way Rav is saying it, and there had amaltarois, and it wasn't higher than 20 amas. And that the Gemara says, V'haimai tiyufta, what type of a question is that on Rav? Dilma kita nahi d'amaltarois. Maybe when we learned that in the Beis HaMikdash, that there were these amaltarois, these protrusions, as we're going to see, that were made out of oak wood, one on top of the other, but ulam tanya. Maybe that was by the antechamber, not in the heichel, that is in the entryway, which was what called the ulam, and not in the other opening, which was the opening to the heichel. And therefore, how can you ask that we find by the heichel it was only 20 amas, even though it had a maltarois? So how can we say over here by Mavi that the kair could be higher if it has the maltarois? What are you asking? The Beis HaMikdash that it had it? Who said that was by the heichel? That was by the ulam. And therefore, that's no question. Maybe if the heichel would have had a maltarois, which is the source of a halacha, it could have been higher than 20 amas. And that the Gemara removes the question and says, behind my kush, what is this question on our question? Dilma tavnes heichel ketavnes ulam. What are you saying? Maybe it's not true. Maybe that the figure, the form of the heichel had the same form as by the ulam, and that's what makes sense, that it would be the same type of a structure. And therefore, if the ulam had these amaltarois, it makes sense to say that the heichel also had these amaltarois. And therefore, what the Gemara holds right now is it's concluding its question, because it had a question on the question, and then removed the question of the question. So now we're back to our original question. Where do we find, according to Rav, that a maltara should help? Because if the whole source of a maltara, if the whole source of the kaira, of the crossbeam, of what's considered Pesach, that it can't be above 20 amas, is learnt out from the Heichel, and the Heichel itself had a maltarais, as we answered our question by saying it makes sense to say if the ulam had it, the Heichel also had it, so then how can you go ahead and say by a maltara would help even higher than 20 amas by the kaira if the whole source is the Heichel, which had a maltara and only helped up to 20 amas? Now we're back to the question because we removed the question that we had on our question. And therefore the Gemara concludes the question as follows. Alom amri biloy omei Rav, why did he say that two halachas? He said that rechava dalad, that if the crossbeam, if the kaira is four tfachim wide, Then he said, Afa pisha ina bria. Then even if it's not a strong kair, it's not a strong piece of wood, even though it's very thin and it wouldn't be strong to what's be makabel an ariach, which is a half of a brick, it's still kosher. And although we say in the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Gimel, that the kair, the krosman, has to be strong enough that it could hold, it would be able to withstand the weight of an ariach, of a half a brick, that is only, he's saying this halacha, this is what Rav is saying, that only if it's not four tefachim wide, then we say it has to be that strength. But if it's four tefachim wide, he said it doesn't require that prerequisite of being that strong. That was one halacha, he said. The second halacha Rav said was, which is the one we're bringing in for, Vim yesh la amaltra. Now, if the koira, the crossbeam, has an amaltra, and again we're saying that there's two different halachas Rav is saying, and they're both leniencies, then afila gvoi yesh me esrim amah, then even if the koira is higher than 20 amas, in the tzarech lamait, you don't have to make it lower. And that is because we're saying that amaltra will be enough to make the koira work in spite of the fact that it's higher than 20 amas. The question is, if Rav is saying the whole halacha of Kair is learned from the Heichel, and the Heichel itself had a Maltar, and still it was only 20 Amas, so how can you have a source of saying that by Kair from Mavi? Although we say that 20 Amas learned from the Heichel, but that a Maltar will help. But it's not true. The Heichel itself had a Maltar, and it was only up to 20 Amas. So Amar Yosef, Yosef says, a Maltar, this that you brought this halacha from a Maltar, in the name of Rav, that it helps even higher than 20 Amas, it's not Rav that said it to ask this contradiction of Rav on Rav, that on the one hand he says that it's learned from the Heichel, and yet on the other hand he says that a Maltar works even higher than 20 Amas, which the Heichel itself had a Maltar, and it was only up to 20 Amas, not more than that. It's not Rav that said it. Masnitihi, rather it's a Braisa, and therefore Rav, it's not a difficulty, because Rav, you're right, would hold that a Maltar would not help. Because since he learns up that the whole halacha is learned up from the Heichel, and the Heichel had a Maltar, and yet it was only able to be 20 Amas, and not more than that. And that which says that Maltar will help higher than 20 Amas, it's a Braisa, it wasn't Rav's statement. But in that, the Gemara follows through on the logical question. Now, Mat Ketanila, who taught us that Braisa? So I'm Abaya, V'chama Bered D'Rabbi Baravu Ketanila. And therefore, it's still difficult. V'tavei Maltar Masnita, so good, fine. It wasn't Rav that said it. It was a Braisa that said a Maltar will help even though it's higher than 20 Amas. But particularly Rav, let that Braisa be difficult to Rav. Because we see from the Braisa, which is a Tanoic statement, that the Rabbana did not learn it from Heichel, from the fact that they said that a Maltar will help even though it's higher than 20 Amas. If you would be learning from the Heichel, you cannot say that a Maltar will help even higher than 20 Amas, because the Heichel itself had a Maltar and it was only up to 20 Amas. So therefore, yes, it's not a contradiction with Rav on himself, but it's difficult from a Tanoic statement, from a Braisa. So Amalcha Rav, Rav would respond to you as follows. Dala no mehocha, take me out of this. In other words, let's say I would have been quiet. I wouldn't have said anything that you're asking on me from the Braisa. Masnita mila kashna dodi, aren't the Braisa themselves difficult that they contradict each other? Because the Braisa that we quoted before on Daf Beis said that if there's a Mavri that has the Kaira higher than 20 Amas, and the terminology that the Braisa said was, yoysu mepischa shel heichel. If it's higher than the opening of the Heichel, then it's going to be puzzles. So obviously the Rabbana learned it from the Heichel, right? So you have one Braisa saying that you learned it off from the Heichel. And then you have this other Braisa which is saying that, no, obviously you don't learn it from the Heichel because it's saying that even if it has a Maltar, it'll be kosher even higher than 20 Amas. So what are you asking on me? It's a contradiction on these Braises that obviously there's this contradiction. One says you learn from the Heichel and the other one says you don't. Elamayas l'chalamemis, Rav is going to tell you, what do you have to say? What's the logical conclusion? Tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. That the Tana that we mentioned on Daf Beis in the previous Daf held that the Rabbana learned it from the Heichel. And therefore, a Maltar will not help because the Heichel itself had a Maltar and it was only up to 20 Amas. Now, the Tana that you're quoting now that says a Maltar will help, obviously because they learned that this halacha is not learned from the Heichel. So therefore, Rav says, L'didinami Tanoi, according to me, I also agree that it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and I hold like the Tana of the Braisa that was mentioned on the previous Daf, which they hold that it is learned from the Heichel and that a Maltar will not be kosher higher than 20 Amas. And therefore, that's how Rav resolves this problem from the Braisa. It says, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So you ask me from those Tanoim, I hold like the other Tanoim, because they obviously argue anyway. However, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he argues on Rav, and he says, wait a second, it's not true what this Svara that he's saying. Beloy Rav, in other words, if not for what Rav how he interpreted that first Braisa that was mentioned in the previous Daf, and that he said that those Rabbanon learn up the halacha of the kashrus of a Kairi in the Mavi, up to 20 Amas from the Heichel, Masnita Dodi Loi Kashan. The Braisa themselves would not be contradictory. And that is both the Tana of the Braisa on the previous Daf and the Tanoim of the Braisa on this Daf that we mentioned regarding Amaltra, they both agree. And that is Rabbanon Kairi Taimimai. That is, according to both of them, What is the reason why a Kairi cannot be higher than 20 Amos? It has to be within 20 Amos. Is Mishum Hekairi. They both agree to the same Svara, that it's because of a sign, that is, people should see and to know that this Takana, this rectification was made, and that no one's going to come to confuse it with Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Amaltra helps, because since people see it, it's something interesting, something different, then even higher than 20 Amos, it will be a Heker, it will be a sign. And that is v'hai diktani, but yes, you have that question, but this that the previous Bryce has said, that yoysim epischa shel heichal, that if it's higher than the opening of the heichal, then it's going to be puzzle, which sounds like that they learned enough from the heichal, and therefore Amalta would not help. It's not because they learned enough from the pesach of the heichal. Simna ba'alma is just a mnemonic to remind you that don't get confused in the girsa, in the version of how it was stated, this halacha, that it was 20 amas, that you might say, wait, maybe it was 30 amas, maybe it was 40 amas. So they give you a sign to remember. You want to remember what the halacha is. It's 20 amos, just like the Pesach and the Heichal is 20 amos. But that's not because that's the source of the halacha. The source of halacha on both brises, everyone agrees, and therefore you don't have Rav Svar to say, anyway, it's a contradiction between the Tanoim. It's not true. Everyone would agree that a Malter would help, and that you don't learn it up from the Heichal. Yet, although the brise on the previous daf said this lashon, this terminology of that it can't be more than the Pesach of the Heichal, that's just a mnemonic, a reminder, to remind you that it's 20 Amos, but it's because of a Heker, that because that's what you could see, but not because you're learning from the Heichal. Now the Gemara asks, on this opinion of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, according to the way he just said it, his approach to these, what seemingly stira, that he says is not a stira, that they both agree that it's really Alts Heker, it's understandable if he doesn't hold like Rabbah. But if he holds of what Rabbi says, that the reason of the Rabbanan by halacha of Sukkah is also because of Heker, and that is, as the Gemara says, Dama Rabbah, Rabbi says, Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Mayikra, Laman Yedu Derisechem, said, your generation should know, Kibasukkah Seishavti, that I sat the Jewish people in the desert in huts, or that now they are covered. So therefore, the halacha is, Ad Esrim Amo Od Miyudeh Shad Rabbah Sukkah. Up until 20 Amos, people know that they're sitting in a Sukkah. But if it's the schach is higher than 20 amos, people don't know they're sitting in the sukkah. People don't see that far up. And therefore the schach has to be within 20 amos. Now, mishum deloy sholta be'ena, the reason why Rabbi said, the chacham say it has to be 20 amos, is because of this sara, because that's up until where, how high the eye see. Now therefore, if you learn like Rabbi, that that's the reason why by sukkah, it has to be within 20 amos because of hekers, because that's what people see. So Amagabe Sukkah Nami Beheker Pligis. Obviously, by the halachas of Schach, that the machloikas over there is also regarding if it's something that's recognizable within 20 amos or not. And therefore, if Lugi Betarti Lamali, why do I need the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda to be arguing on both the halachas in our Mishnah in Erevin regarding Mavui, if the Kari has to be within 20 amos or even higher? And then have the same achloikis in Masech the Sukkah regarding the Schach, if it has to be within 20 amos or not, if it's the same Svara that they're arguing about. Is there Heker? Do people realize and recognize this item that's higher than 20 amos or not? It's the same machlekes. Why do they have to repeat the machlekes in two places if it's the same fundamental principle? And that's only a question according to Nachman Yitzchak, who he says that here the halacha of Mavoi, of the Kair being within 20 amos, is a Svar of Heker. But if you learn like Rav, that has nothing to do with Heker, as like you learn it from Heichel, that question wouldn't be difficult because it's a totally different machlekes. Another thing where it says tricha, you need them, although it is the same svara, you need them to argue both by mavoi and by sukkah. Diash meaning gabas sukkah, everyone only told the halacha regarding the schach of a sukkah that it has to be within 20 amas. But how come Rabbi Huda, only there Rabbi Huda said that it's going to be kosher even though it's higher than 20 amas? Because kivin yali yeshiva avid, since the sukkah is made to sit in it, you're there for a while and you know, people shulta be'in it, then your eyes will wander and you go, what am I doing here? And you're looking up and you see the schach even though it's higher than 20 amas. But mavi, which is meant for people not just sitting there in the alleyway. It's meant that a transition area going from their house to the public domain. And therefore, what it means to say is that somebody that's walking generally doesn't look up. He generally looks down or straight forward. On their aim and rabbanon, maybe there I would say the Rebbe agrees to the rabbanon that their attacker would be puzzle lamal mechav. That's where you have to say sukkah and mavi. Now, the same thing in reverse. V'yashmin b'ha, and if we only told you halacha of mavoi, b'ha kam rabbanon, maybe the rabbanon say that it's higher than 20 amos is going to be possible. Ava b'hach, eima moidu lohu l'Rabbi Yehuda. But if regarding the halacha of sukkah, of schach, maybe there we would say that they would agree to the Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, because you're sitting there for a long time, and then your eyes will tend to wander up, and you'll see it, and therefore it should be kosher even higher than 20 amos. Tzricha, that's why we needed both machlekes, but really, it's like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, that it's the same fundamental principle, is there heker, is it recognizable, even if it's higher than 20 amos or not. Now the Gemara returns to something that was mentioned before of Amaltra. My Amaltra, what is this Amaltra that was saying, A, that this was in the Beis HaMikdash by the opening of the Ulam and possibly by the Heichel? And also, what is it Amaltra that was saying that when you have the crossbeam, that even if it's higher than 20 Amos, if it has the Amaltra, it's going to help and it will be kosher even though it's higher than what we say it has to be 20 Amos. So Chama Bered de Rabbi Baravu Amar, he says, Kine, it's nest. And that is, it's the nest of birds that sticks that in the Beis HaMikdash. It stuck out from the wall of the ulam, of the antechamber, which was the opening to the whole sanctuary, that it was higher than the opening, right on top of the Pesach, right on top of the Kohen, were these amaltrais, were these pieces of wood in the form of a nest that was sticking out. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said that Ami B'Merav and Eretz Yisrael, they say that what are these amaltrais? Piski de Arza, they were poles of cedar. And these were these poles that were on top, these long poles that were sticking out of the wall, that were stuck into the wall. And now since they're very long in their length, so therefore people saw it, and therefore it was a hecker, even though it was higher than 20 amos. So now the Gemara discusses these two opinions. Mandami piski de arza, according to the one that says that it was these long poles, that there was a hecker for a mavri, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. Although it was higher than 20 amos, we say that if you have these amaltarais, these long poles in a mavri, that it's going to be kosher. Koshka and Kini. So definitely, if you have these nests, that since there's something that's very chashuv, and there's something of bewilderment, that it's something very interesting, so people are going to look, and they're going to recognize the Kaira there, and they say, oh, wait a second, this is a Mavri, that's a Rosh Hashram, these are different domains, therefore there, for sure, it's going to help regarding the halacha of Mavri, even if it's higher than 20 amas. However, Manda Amakini, according to the one that says, that what are these amaltarois, which were in the Beis HaMikdash, which were that we said if you use it for the Kohen, it's going to help even the higher 20 Amos. It were these nests, these interesting protrusions in the form of a nest sticking out. So yes, the Kine, the nest, will help for people to look and say this is something very interesting, and then they'll come to recognize the Kohen to know that difference. But if it's just long poles, that's not something as chashuv and as interesting as the nest, and therefore that will not be kosher to make the kaira kosher, even though it's higher than 20 amas, and people will not see it, and that's why it's only by the case of kine, not piska de arza. Now the Gemara asks to understand these opinions. Umadam paski de arza, my timer. The one that says that it's these long poles, what's the reason? Why is that enough if the kaira is higher than 20 amas that this will catch, grab our attention to say that's kosher even higher than 20 amas? Mishum de nafish mishcha, obviously because it's very long in its length. Now the question is, if that's the reason why it's going to help, even though it's higher than 20 amas, v'hasukah d'nafesh mishchei, but by sukkah where the length is also very long, in other words, when you have the walls going up higher than 20 amas, so it says the schach is higher than 20 amas, you don't see it. But there are also the poles that are going from wall to wall are also very long. And yet v'kami rabban d'loy, and the rabban say, if it's higher than 20 amas, it's not going to help, although it's very long, just as long as the poles, maybe even longer than the poles that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, which we say works by the kara. What's the difference between the mavli and the schach, which are both very long? So therefore the Gemara says a different pshat. Now, like even the kachashiv, since the wood is very distinguished in that it's made out of cedar, it's lekala, so therefore it has a voice. In other words, it carries its weight. People will recognize this is something very chashiv, and that's why. Not because it's very long, because that would apply even to the schach, and by schach we say it's possible higher than 20 amas. Rather, because something chashiv, as it was in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore people will come to look at it and recognize it, and then come to see the kaira to recognize the difference between the mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss this whole topic of our Mishnah, of the Kaira, of the crossbeam that has to be within 20, it can't be higher than 20 amas. The Gemara asks an interesting question. Miktzas Kaira, if part of the crossbeam, that is from the thickness of the Kaira, b'toich esem, some of it is within 20 amas, however, miktzas Kaira l'maylam esem, some of it is above 20 amas. Similarly, miktzas schach, if you have some of the schach, that is from the thickness of the schach of the sukkah, some of it is within 20 amas. Some of it is above 20 amas. What is the halacha? On the one hand, you have it within 20 amas, so it should be kosher. On the other hand, some of it is above 20 amas. So I'm a rabbi. B'mavi kosher b'sukkah pasul. Rabbi makes a difference. He says by mavi it's going to be kosher, by sukkah it's going to pasul. So maishna b'mavi do kosher. So what would be the reason, the logic to say by mavi it's going to be kosher? Darmina kolish, because you say that it's. We see it as if some of the thickness that's above the 20 amas, as if it was taken away, and now we see it as a very thin crossbeam, and since that part, which we're validating, that's within 20 amas, therefore it's kosher. So then the logical question is sukkah nami lima klesh. By sukkah, we should also say the same svara of klesh, that like as if we thinned out the part that's above, and we only view halachically for what we need, as if it's the part that's within the 20 amas, so make believe that the schach that's there above 20 amas is not there also, and it's thinned out. and therefore the Bais Sukkah should also be kosher. But then the Gemara says, no, you can't say the Bais Sukkah, because ikolash, if you say that the schach is thinned out, whatever was above 20 amos we're not looking at, then it's halachically as if you have more sunlight than shade. That is one of the requisites of the halacha of sukkah. It has to be that the schach is giving you more shade than sunlight. But if you're thinning it out, so you have very little quantitatively, and therefore it's going to be more sun than shade, and therefore it's going to be possible. But then the Gemara asks the same question that applies to mavoi, because hachanami, here also by mavoi, ikolash, if you say we view the crossbeam as if it's thinned out, and only that thin part that's within 20 amas is what we're viewing for the kara purposes, but then have you look kara hanitalas baruch. Then the crossbeam is like a crossbeam that can be blown away with the wind. Because the shear that Chacham gave is that it has to be strong enough that it can withstand the weight of an ariach, which is a half of a brick. Because if not for that, the wind blows it away, and it's not considered chashur, not considered significant. Now that you're thinning it out, so therefore it's not going to be strong enough to withstand the wind, which is also a psul in mavi, just like you're saying that it's going to be chamsim mitzlasa regarding the schach, if you view it halachically as if it's thinned out. So ela karchas, what do you have to say by mavi? The nasik shvun shomateches, that we view it as if it's like sticks of metal. That is, although it's thin, but it's very strong, so it could withstand the weight of the, although it's not, but we can view it the halachically as if that it could withstand the weight of the ariach. But then the question is, hachinami. So here also by sukkah, al karchach nasis tzalasim rim chamosa, that although it's thin, but we'll view it as if it was so dense that it had more shade than sunlight. And therefore, the basic question is, what is the difference between the mavoi and the sukkah? Whatever logic you could say by one, you could say by the other. So if it's kasha by mavoi, it should be kasha by sukkah also. So therefore, the Gemara answers, amar rav min pazakia. The reason is as follows, the difference. It's more of a technical reason. Sukkah dili yachid, he's sukkah, which is a mitzvah that every individual does for himself, loy mitker, he's not going to remember, and that is sometimes what's going to happen. The reason why we say that it's puzzle is because some of the thickness of the schach will be taken away. In other words, it will fall off or whatever, and therefore, maybe it's going to be the bottom part that's going to fall off, which is in the 20 amas. Now, all you have now is schach higher than 20 amas, and therefore it's going to be possible. You're not going to recognize it because you still see the schach there, and you didn't realize the part that got taken away was the ones within 20 amas, and you're going to be sitting in the sukkah psula. Therefore, we say, for that technical reason, that it's not kosher. Mavi de la rabbin, but a mavi, an alleyway, this kaira, which is for the whole public, all the people that live in that area, they're going to remind each other. And therefore, if they see that the bottom part of the beam starts eroding and deteriorating, they're going to all get together and say, hey, we have to go ahead and fix this. And there's many people that are there to be on top of it. That's why they will say it's kosher by mavoi, but by sukkah, we're going to say it's pasul. Again, because he's not going to realize that he's going to come to be sitting in the sukkah psula. Another teretz the Gemara gives, that why by mavoi it's going to be kosher and by sukkah it's going to be pasul, is because Ravina Amar sukkah dei raisa. Sukkah is a mitzvah deiraisa. Achmir b'rabban. So therefore, the rabbanu were more stringent, and therefore they said that in such a case we're concerned, and it's possible. Mavid rabbanu lechmir b'rabban, but mavid, which is only a rabbinic invention, therefore they were more lenient, and they said that in such a case we're not going to go and be concerned for such a case because it's only rabbanu, and therefore it's kasha. However, the Gemara brings Rav Adaba Masna Masni lohashmaita the Rabbi Ibcha. He had his tradition of what Rabbi said exactly in the reverse. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, b'mavi pasul, b'sukkah ksher. Rather, by a mavi it's pasul, and by sukkah it's going to be kasher. So the Gemara has the whole discussion, but in the reverse now. Maishna sukkah ksher. What's the reason why sukkah is different than it's kasher? Damina klesh, because you see it as thinned out, and therefore you see the schach only within 20 amas. B'mavi namalei b'klesh. B'mavi you should also say you see it as thinned out, and the crossbeam is within 20 amas. And then the Gemara answered, ikolesh, if you see it as thinned out, havel akar and tells baruch, then the beam, you can't say that because then you're going to see that it can be blown away with the wind, which is not a kosher cross beam. It's not kosher enough. And that the Gemara asked in reverse. Hachanami kolash havel chamsim rumen salasa. Here, if you see the schach also, it shouldn't be kosher because it's going to be more sunlight than shade. Ela karcha chnasis salasim rumen chamasa. So rather, what do you have to say why by sukkah it's going to be kosher, whereas by mavi not, is because although it's going to be thinned out, you'll view it halachically as if it's more shade than sunlight. So the same logic in halacha you should say by the mavoi that the kara should also be seen as if it's sticks of metal, which could also withstand the weight of this ariach, of this half a brick. So therefore, again, you're back to the question, what is the difference? Why by mavoi are we going to be saying that it's pasul, and by sukkah we're going to be saying that it's kasher, at least according to the second version of the statement of Rabbah. So the reason is because sukkah dili yachid he, although before we said it as a reason why it's going to be pasul, now we're going to say reason why that's a reason to be kosher. The sukkah is a mitzvah every individual does. So Rami anafshi imidka, so he takes it upon himself the responsibility to remember, because there's no one else that's going to do it, and therefore he realizes it's his responsibility, and he's going to see where is the place that he lost from the thickness of the schach, and he's going to realize it was it from the top, was it from the bottom. Therefore he'll be on top of it, and we're not concerned. Mavoi de la Rami, but whereas by a mavoi, which is the public's responsibility, samcha dadi, they're going to rely on each other. V'loi midka, no one's going to remember. Interesting, as the Gemara says, the Amri Inchi, as people are wont to say, Kader de Beishutfi, a pot of partners, loy chamim and loy kriya, it's not hot, it's not cold, and that is no one's getting the job done because everyone's relying on everyone else. So therefore, to the contrary, sukkah is better, it's going to be kosher because you take the responsibility. When there's many people involved, everyone thinks someone else is going to do it, no one's going to do it, and that's why with Mavu we say it's possible, because although you're going to see the crossbeam there, but it's possibly the bottom part that's going to deteriorate, and it's all going to be outside of 20 amas, and it's going to be possible. That's why there we say it's possible. Ravina says, as in the first version, in the second version, he gives a second teretz why by sukkah it's going to be kosher in this version, and by mava it's going to be pasul, is because sukkah deiraisa, so loibay chizik. That is, since sukkah is a mitzvah deiraisa, it doesn't require our extra effort that we're giving to it, because it's a deiraisa. People are more machmer on deiraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah. We're careful with it. Mavid Rabbanon, boy chizik, it needs our strengthening, and therefore we made more guidelines to be machmer because people are more lax with the Rabbanon, because what is it? It's only Yisra Rabbanon, which is not true, but in a sense, it's not a biblical commandment. Therefore, it requires more of a chizik to show that it has the same chashiv as possibly even more than Dereisa on some level, and that's why we said that it's going to be possible, because again, it requires our chizik in reverse of the version of the first way, which said that if it's Rabbanon, it's going to be kosher, and the Raisa is going to be possible. Here we say a svar in reverse, that the Raisa does not need our chizik, and therefore it's going to be kosher, and the Rabbanon needs our chizik. Now the Gemara asks, lahalacha. We spoke about this case, we had a machlokes regarding if the crossbeam and the schach is going to be somewhat in the 20 amas, and some of it higher than 20 amas. What's the halacha? My havalah. What happened? What's the maskana? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Barav Ula Omar, Zev is at Pasel. Both Mavoi and Sukkah are Pasel, because ultimately we have this concern. Some of it is above the 20 Amas. Maybe it's going to be the bottom part that's going to get lost or deteriorated, and therefore it's going to be Pasel. Rav Omar, Zev is at Kasher. Rav says, no, to the contrary. Both are Kasher. Both Mavoi and Sukkah. We continue on Tamid Beis. And the reason is, because Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavoi Tanan, the halacha regarding the Sukkah and the Mavoi doesn't say that the crossbeam, or that the schach has to be within 20 amas, and therefore, oh, if some of it is outside of the 20 amas, then it's going to be pasul. Rather, it's the ear space that has to be 20 amas. And that's both by mava and by sukkah. And therefore, since there is not going to be a ear space of above 20 amas, because although the kaira will be above 20 amas, or the schach, but since the ear space will not be there, it's going to be kosher. And that's why he says both of them are kosher, because we're not concerned. Well, I'm concerned if the crossbeam or the schach, here it's above 20 amas, but that's not the idea. Since it also goes within the 20 amas, and therefore the ear space is not one of the 20 amas, that's why it's going to be kosher. So I'm only Rav Papa, the Rava. So Rav Papa said to Rava, who just said this approach, Tanya Dimaseyalach, there is a brice that seems to support you that both are kosher, and it's the ear space that's the kaveya, not the actual crossbeam or the schach that has to be not higher than 20 amas. Because we learned, Mavishu Gavayim Asim Amma, regarding a Mavi that the crossbeam is higher than 20 amas, Yoysim Epischa Shalechel, more than the entryway of the Hechel, you have to make it smaller, make it within 20 amas. The Hechel Gufay Chalala Esrim, and since we see that the source of, at least even if it's a mnemonic, but what was the source of this 20 amas, which is the height of the Hechel, now the Hechel itself didn't have the height of the doorway, the top part, let's say the crossbeam part, that wasn't higher than 20 amas. It was the ear space that was 20 amas, and that it wasn't more than 20 amas in that. So therefore we see that the main idea is the ear space not to be more than 20 amas, not the crossbeam, not the schach, that could be above 20 amas, as long as the ear space is not. And that the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi l'Rav Papa. How can you say that this is the idea, that it's not the top part of the doorway or the crossbeam or the schach that has to be not higher than 20 amas? It's just the ear space. But we learned as follows regarding the kaira. We said, Ketzer Hoy Eisa, how would a person do this crossbeam? Manich kaira misvas esam l'mata. How do you make this erev? You put the crossbeam at the edge of the 20 amas and below, which now sounds like that the width of the crossbeam has to be within 20 amas. That we're telling you where to place that from the 20 amas and below. Can be that the crossbeam, the kair itself, cannot be higher. It has to be within 20 or lower than that. So how could you say that it's only the airspace, but the crossbeam, the kair could be above? It's not true. We see clearly that has to be within. And then he answered, Eimel Amala. say that it's not supposed to be and below, but at, from 20 amos and above. But that is what we're saying is that it itself does not have to be within. Another question is, well, but it says and below. How could you say to say it and above? Another Gemara says, this understanding of below is not going on per se on the kair itself. What the Chiddush is saying, ulamata, is dilamata kilamala. We're saying what's below is like what's above, as the Gemara explains. Mala, mala, just like above, which is the height of how high the kair could be, is chalala esrim, is the ear space of 20 amas. Afalamata, so to below, in other words, how low it could be, is chalala asara, is the ear space of 10 tvachim. And that is that the shear that the Chacham gave, that it can only be from 10 tvachim, it cannot be 10 tvachim and below, is going on the ear space, and that's the, what the Chiddush of the Brayis is saying, is like the shear that we said above, it could only be up till 20 amas, and it was saying that the Kaira has to be misvas chaf ulamala. It really was saying, as we're saying, and above. In other words, it has to be within 20 amas or above. And what it says is, what it says ulamata, it doesn't mean that it has to be 20 amas or below. It means, and so too below. That is, if you want to make it low down, then you put it by the edge of the 10 tefachim and above, because below the 10 tefachim, it's not going to be a mavi. That means the ear space. Ulamata is equating the maximum height with the minimum height. And just like the maximum height is misvas chaf, which would be and above, that the kaira could be above, but the ear space has to be 20 amas. So too, ulamata is not going on the crossbeam, it's going on the ear space. So too, just like above, below also, that it has to have 10 tfachim of ear space. Again, not that the kaira could be within that ear space. It's not going on the kaira, it's that we need a halal of asara, just like above is a halal of esrim of 20 amas. So there, that's not a difficulty according to Rav Papa, and it's as he said, that it seems to be like Rava, that both the Mavoi and the Sukkah are going to be kosher because it's Chalal of Esrim that we need, and we don't care if some of the Kair, some of the Schach is higher than 20 Amas. Now the Gemara goes back to the Ikar discussion of this Halacha, which said that it has to be no higher than 20 Amas. Now, we're discussing exactly what are the measurements of Amas. Omar Abaye, Mishmeid Rav Nachman. Abaye said in Nimr Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavoi. Regarding the Amos that we say in the halachas of Sukkah and the halacha that we say regarding Mavoi, and that is what we call cubic feet, an Amma, that was mentioned by these halachas, but Amma Bas Chamisha. They are Amos that are five Tfachim Amos, which are smaller Amos. There's two types of Amos, whereas Amos Kloyim, but Amma Bas Shisha. Regarding the Amma that we mentioned regarding the halachas of Kloyim, which are forbidden mixtures, for example, of vegetables together with in a vineyard, that you can't mix those two types. There is talking about by Amas that are six tvachim, which are larger Amas. And the Gemara later is going to explain what they are. Now, Rav Nachman, from the fact that he says that over here is by the smaller Amas, which are the five tvachim Amas, and here it's by the larger Amas, by the six tvachim Amas, obviously he's saying that both are going l'churma, they're stringencies. Because if it's not l'churma, how can you say that here it's larger Amas and here it's smaller Amas, when we didn't say an explicit shear what they are? So obviously he's saying that what he means to say is that when it's a stringency, we're going to say the more stringent approach. So therefore, here it's a stringency, and therefore we're going to say it's five tvachim amas. That means the ama itself is measured by five tvachim. Whereas over here, we're going to say there's going to be six tvachim amas. And that is an ama is a combination of a certain amount of tvachim. A tefach is the size of a fist. And that is, will, is it going to be five tvachim together that equals one amma, or is it going to be six tvachim of this combination that will make an amma? That is always, we don't know. It doesn't specify what type of amma we're speaking about. And therefore, go l'churma on each one. And that's what leads the Gemara to the following question, which it's going to ask on all these halachas to see how do we find by all these halachas of mavoi and sukkah and klaim that each one is a stringency in saying that by the mavoi and the sukkah, by saying it's five tvachim amas, it's a stringency. And by klaim to say that it's a six tvachim is an amma, that's a stringency over there. As the Gemara says, amas mavoi ba'amma bas chamisha. When we say the halacha regarding a mavoi, that it, the amas over there are measured in the amas of five tvachim make an amma. L'may halachasa, for what halacha was it says? In other words, that we're being mishayer, that the mavi in the smaller amas, that it's going to be a chumra. Where do we find that by saying the smaller amas are going to be a stringency by mavi? And that Gemara says regarding two things we find it. First of all, the gavi for the height. Now we said before in our Mishnah that higher than 20 amas is going to be psul if it's higher than that type of a height. Now from when you already have 20 smaller amas, it's going to be psul if it's higher than that, which is the chumra. And that is because since we're saying that it's 5 tefachim amos, it's going to be 5 tefachim times 20 amos is 100. 100 tefachim will already say that it's possible. Whereas if you said it was 6 tefachim amos, then it's going to require 120 tefachim to be possible, which is going to be a leniency. It could be that high. So therefore, that's one chumra. And also, ulapirtzas mavi, to a breach into the wall of the mavi, that later on in this parak, it tells us that a breach in the mavi, if it's more than 10 amos, is going to be possible, it's going to be invalid. On that, Rav Nachum is saying that with even the smaller tanamas that they're made out of smaller tefachim, it's going to be a psul of pirtzas mavi. So therefore, we find that to say it's the smaller measurement, it's a chumrah. But the Gemara asks, but yet v'ha'ika meshach mavi ba'arba amas is a different halacha that applies to halachas of mavi that requires that the length of the mavi be 4 amas. And that is, if the length is less than 4 amas, Abaye says is invalid later on in the Perek and Daf Hey, that he says that if, let's say, it was less than 10 tefachim and you're coming to complete the mavi, how much do you have to carve out in that length? Rav Yosef says 4 tefachim, and Abaye says 4 amas because the length of a mavi requires 4 amas. And therefore, dulakula, there, regarding those amas, if you take the halacha of Rav Nachman and saying that regarding mavi, it's going to be the smaller tefachim amas, it's going to be a leniency because he's going to say it's going to be kosher with the 4 amas of the smaller ones. And that's all you need to have to make the length of the mavi to be considered a mavi, to say that it's kasher with all the halachas. And therefore, this that you're saying that's 5 tefachim amas is a leniency because it doesn't have to be bigger, which would be like the 6 tefachim amas. So how can you say that it's a chumrah by saying it, although you have chumrahs, but you also have a leniency? And that the Gemara says, Kamanda Amar, that he was going like the one that says that the length of the mavi is ba'arba tefachim, as we mentioned before, that it only has to be 4 tefachim. That is, Rav Nachman holds that it was never mentioned amos regarding the shear of the length of the mavi. As we said before, it's a machlokes between Abaye and Rav Yosef later on in this parak. And therefore, he held like Rav Yosef that says that it doesn't have to be 4 amos, it has to be 4 tefachim. And therefore, again, there is no application of the lachas of mavi when you would say that being 5 tefachim amos would be a lakula, it's only a lachumra, as we find by the height and by the pirtz of the mavi, because this other halacha that we asked from the length of the mavi, doesn't apply to amos, it's only 4 tefachim, it's not 4 amos. That's one tenet. Vibayisema, or another approach you could say is no, that really he holds like a baya ba'arba amas, that it has to be 4 amas long. But then it seems like it's going to be a leniency over there. On that, the Teretz says, v'rev amas kamar. What he meant to say was that the majority of the amas that related to mavi, that Rav Nachman said that it's going to be the smaller amas, but not on all the amas. You're right. Regarding that halacha of the length of mavi, it's going to be the 6 tefachim amas, because that's what would be in that case a stringency. When he said that regarding mavi, it's the 5 tefachim amas, he means regarding most of the halachas, which would be a stringency if it's going to be the 5 tefachim amas. Now the Gemara continues asking. So that we took here, we understand regarding why we're saying that the amas of the mavi are bas chamisha, are the 5 tefachim amas. But amas sukkah ba'ama bas chamisha lama helchasa. For what stringency, which what halacha, would we say that regarding halachas of sukkah, it's going to be a stringency by having the 5 tefachim amas in contrast to the 6 tefachim amas? And that the Gemara gives also two approaches. One is l'kovah for the height, as we mentioned, that if it's higher than 20, if the schach is higher than 20 amas, it's going to be possible. So now it's even with the smaller measurement, which is a smaller tefachim, is going to be possible earlier. That's a chumrah. And also l'dayfin akuma for what's called the bent wall. Dayfin akuma is a halacha that's learned in the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah and Daf Yud Zayin regarding, let's say, a house that has a regular walls and a roof. Now, if it has a hole in middle of the roof, and then person puts schach in that hole of which kosher schach there. Now, you have the rest of the roof that surrounds where you put the kosher schach in the middle. Now, that interposes, that's mafsik between the kosher schach and the wall. And if you have kosher schach to the wall, if there's more of a distance of 4 amas from the schach to the wall, because you have a roof of 4 amas interposing between that wall and the kosher schach, that's possible. Then you're not going to say deif nakuma. But if it's less than 4 amas, then it's going to be kosher, because halachically what we say is we view that schach posel, which is basically part of the roof, as if it's part of the wall, as if the wall bent up above and it reached up until the kosher schach, and therefore there is no hefsik, there's no interruption between the wall and the schach, because that's how the kashrus of the sukkah has to be. It has to be walls and a roof, meaning kosher roof of made out of schach kosher. The roof is not, the roof of the regular house is not kosher schach. So therefore, if it's less than 4 amas, then we view it as an extension of the wall. And on that, Rav Nachman comes to tell us that that's measured with smaller amas. And therefore, it's going to be possible already in 20 tefachim, because it's 4 amas times 5 tefachim, because we're using the smaller amas, that each ama is 5 tefachim, and that's a stringency, because that means that we're only going to bend the wall up to 20 tefachim, not 24 tvachim, which would have been if we would have said the 6 tvachim amas. So therefore, that's the second stringency that Rav Nachman is saying regarding the halachas of sukkah, that it's the smaller amas, not the larger amas. Then the Gemara asks, "V'ikah meshach sukkah b'arba amas?" But then we have a different halacha of that the length of the sukkah has to be 4 amas. The lakuta that comes out according to this halacha as a leniency, because if you're going to say that the halachas of sukkah apply to smaller amas, it's a leniency because Rav Nachman is including all the amas of sukkah regarding smaller things. And if Rav Nachman holds like Rebbe, that's a leniency, as the Gemara says. Titania is learning a brisa. Rebbe Omer ani, kol sukkah she'im dalet amas al dalet amas psula. Any sukkah that does not have 4 amas by 4 amas squared is going to be possible. It's too small in its dimensions. And therefore, now that we're using the smaller amas, it's going to require less than if we require the larger amas. It would have to be bigger. And therefore, it's coming out of leniency if you say it's a smaller amas. Yet, Rav Nachman was saying, obviously, only stringencies, because he didn't say there's a mesorah on this. He just said, since these two types of amas, we go l'churma in whatever halacha it is, and here's coming out as a leniency. And then the Gemara gives two answers, as we said before. One is that Rav Nachman, k'rabbanan, he holds like Drabbanan, the Amri Afila Einem Achzekes, Ele Reisha Berubiv Shulchanai. It doesn't have to have 4 Amos by 4 Amos squared. That's Rebbe's opinion. He's going like Drabbanan that says it only has to contain his head, the majority of his body, and the table, which is much smaller than that, and therefore has nothing to do with Amos Shiurim. And therefore we don't find an application of Amos being a leniency regarding Halachas of Sukkah. V'ibayisim, or another approach is, as we mentioned on regarding the previous Shaila of Mavoy, the Rav Nachman holds like Rebbe. And this is Rav Nachman said that the amas by sukkah are the smaller amas. It wasn't talking about the amas of the dimensions of the sukkah, rather by the other ones. And le'olam rabbihi, in truth, it's like Rabbi. V'rayv amas kam, and he was going on the majority of the amas regarding halachas of sukkah are where we said that it's the smaller amas because that's where it's a stringency. But you're right, the few applications that are going to be leniencies, then we would not say it's by the smaller ones, then it would require the bigger ones, just like we said that second here, it's by mavoi, that where if there's an application of the length of the mavoi that's going to be a leniency, then you would have to use the larger measurement of the amas. Now the Gemara continues with the third item and the last item that we said, that amas klayim, but amas bas shisha. However, regarding the klayim, the prohibited mixtures of a vineyard and other herbs that are growing there, there's going to be an amma of 6 tvachim, the larger amma. L'may hechus of what halacha is that a stringency? And then the Gemara says two terutzim. L'karachas hakerem v'lemchoy lakerem. One is for the empty area of the vineyard, and one is for the surrounding area of the vineyard. And that is regarding both these halachas, that if you're going to measure them with the larger ammas, it's going to come out of chumra. As the Gemara brings it, now we learn the Mishnah Klayim. Karachas hakerem. Karachas literally means the boldness of the vineyard, which the Gemara later is going to explain means that in the middle of the vineyard there's a clearing. Bishami oimim esrim v'arba amas. Bishami say that it requires a clearing in the middle of 24 amas. That is, if the clearing is 24 amas, then it's going to be permitted to plant something else there, although it's a vineyard. But if it's less than 24 amas, it's going to be forbidden to plant over there. And again, the Gemara later is going to explain exactly what is karachas and what is mochoil. However, Beshil Aimrim Shesh Esri Amas, Beshil say that it's enough even if it's just 16 Amas. U'mechoil HaKerem, however, regarding the circle of the Kerem, which is the perimeter surrounding the vineyard, there Beshil Aimrim Shesh Esri Amas, all there you need is to have 16 Amas. U'Beshil Aimrim Shteim Esri Amas, and there Beshil say you need only 12 Amas to be able to plant something else over there, although it's a vineyard. And now, the Gemara explains exactly what is this karachas and this mechoil that we have this machloikis regarding how large does the area have to be that you could plant something else there in spite of the fact that it's in the vicinity of a vineyard. Ezi karachas akerem. What is this, the boldness, the empty area that's within the vineyard in the middle? It's kerem shecharv emtziyasa. It's a vineyard that the middle part was destroyed. And that is, it's surrounded with vines, with a vineyard from the surrounding area. And therefore, the boldness, the middle part, has to have an area, according to Beis Hillel, of 16 amas by 16 amas. And the same thing would apply if the boldness would go along the whole width of the vineyard, that it only has vines on both sides of each other. You still need to have an area of 16 amas wide. And as the Gemara says, ain't sham sheish esri amas, if according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you don't have an area of 16 amas, lo yavi zer l'sham. Then you're not allowed to bring other things to plant over there. And even if you're all in the middle amma that's between in the epicenter of that cleared area, you're still not allowed to plant something else over there. And the explanation of it is as follows, and that is the four amas that's on the side of the vineyard, wherever you have a vineyard, the area of the dalet amas on each side is going to be considered part of the kerem, because that's the area which is called avodas hakerem. That's where you do the work for the kerem. You can't do it on top of the vineyard. You have to go around it. So there's the area of that's on the side of it is designated to where you do the work. As the Mishnah in Klaim says, that kam avodas hakerem, how much is the area of the work that you do on the vineyard? That's 4 amas. The amount of width that requires for your cattle and all the tools you're using, because they used to go ahead and work it with oxen and with wagons, and the time of the plowing, they would plow it with oxen. And therefore, that area of 4 amas on the side of the kerem requires it to be designated for it, and therefore has the same halacha as the vineyard itself. Now, if you have left over, besides the 4 on either side, which here we're talking about the inside of the perimeter, which it requires an area of 4 amas on either side, let's say we split down the middle where you have this open area. So if you have 8 amas in the middle, besides the 4 for each side, and now if you take that 8 and you split it, since you're splitting the field in half, we're viewing it not as one big kerem, but rather as 2 separate fields. So if you split it 1 half here, 1 half here, that means you split the 8 in half, you have 4 amas. Each area of the open area is considered its own makam chashir for each one. There, that's not going to be batal to the kerem, and therefore you'll allow to plant over there. However, if it's less than 8 amas, then when you're splitting it, you're going to have half here, half here. You're not going to have each open area of this field, which doesn't have vines over there, to be a makam chashir of its own, of dalet amas, and therefore it will be batal to the kerem. Whereas Bishami hold that it's a field is not considered chashuv if it's less than 8 amas. He holds that for it to be considered chashuv, it needs to be 8 amas. Therefore, you need to have 24 amas, because he holds it's not enough to when you split it to have 4 and 4. Rather, when you split it, then you have to have 8 and 8. That is, you have to have the 4 for the avodas hakerem, as we said, and 4 on the other side, because we're talking about on the inside where it's split and you have kerem on either side. So that requires 4 plus 4 is 8. Then you're left over with 16. You take 8 over here, 8 over here, and therefore each one is considered its own distinct field, and therefore it's not batal to the kerem, and then you can plant something else over there. Or another approach Rashi says is that Bishami hold, not that the chashivas of a sada has to be 8 amas. It could be 4 amas, but the avoid sakerem, the work that's necessary for the kerem, requires 8 amas. And again, that's why it requires that amount that he says, but the chashivas of the field will be even by 4 amas. And therefore the Gemara continues, Hayisham Shish Esri Amas. Therefore, again, if there was 16 amas, as we just explained, Noisen Lay Kadeavadas, and then you give 4 amas for the amount that's necessary for the work on either side. As a meister, and then you plant what's left over, which again, which will be when you split it in half, that each one will be considered its own chashva field with dalet amas. That is the halacha of karachas hakerem. The ezemahu mechol hakerem. What is the halacha of the circle of the kerem, which is the outside perimeter of the kerem? That's being kerem legeder. That's between the vineyard and the wall, which is around, which is why it's called a mechol, which is a circle. Ein sham shteim esri amah. Then according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, if you don't have 12 amas, lo yavi zer l'sham, then you cannot bring something else to plant over there, a different herb or vegetable. And that's because you need to have the 4 amas for the kerem, which is what we call the avodas kerem, the work of the kerem. And the dalet amas, you need to have also for the wall. We're talking about that you have the outside of the kerem. It's not between 2 kerem. You didn't split the middle of a kerem, as we said before, which is the karachas kerem. We're talking about on the outside of the kerem, between the kerem, the vineyard, and the wall. So therefore, you need to have the 4 for the kerem. Then you need to have another 4 for the wall. And that area cannot be planted because of the weakness of the wall. If you plant over there, it's going to make the wall fall down. And therefore, this 4 amas designated just for the wall. And therefore, then in the middle part, between the wall and the part that you have the 4 amas of the kerem, if there's 4 amas, then it's going to be chashiv. If not, it's going to be bottled to the kerem. And therefore, here you don't need to have 16 amas, as we said by the karachas, because the iser is only on one side. You don't have to have on both sides, because like in the case of the karachas, you have a kerem basically on both sides because you split it down the middle. And therefore, that's how the Gemara explains later on, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, that's why we say over here it needs only 12. And this is what the Gemara is saying, and that's what Rav Nachman was saying, that we estimate with the larger amas and l'chumra, and it's not going to be mutter with the smaller amas. That's the idea, why it has to have a larger area, which is by the 6 tvachim amas. Here, by klaim, it's going to be a chumra to say it's 6 tvachim amas and not the 5 tvachim amas. That is what Rav Nachman was talking about. As the Gemara says, Hayisham Shteim Esri Amah. If there were 12 amas over there, again, according to the Pin of Bishil, then you give him the amount, again, the 4 amas that's necessary for working of the vineyard, which in this case is only on one side, because the other side is a wall, not another vineyard. And then you plant the rest, again, as we said, which comes out of Chumr, if you need the amas of the 5 tvachim amas. And that the Gemara asks, as it asked by the other shiurim that we spoke about regarding the yam of the Mavin, the yam of the Sukkah, that although we want to say that the shiurim of one being the 5 tvachim amah or the 6 tvachim amah is regarding because it's a chumrah, But yet here, although we're saying that if for it to be considered a bas ama of vav tfachim, it seems to be a leniency in some respect. But you have the halacha regarding continuity by the gefanim. And that is, you have to have, when you have one row, as you would have in the vineyard, in the kerem, you would have one row and another row and another row, it has to have the requisite shir that the Chum said. And that is, if you don't have between each row dalet amas, it's not going to be considered a kerem, a vineyard, since it doesn't have the tzrachim that it needs. As we mentioned before, it has to have four amas in between the shuros to have that the agolis, the wagons and the oxen could come there. And therefore, if it's not going to have dalet amas in between each row, it's going to be permitted to plant there in all the different areas other types of herbage, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, which it comes out to Lakula. That is, in this situation, if you're going to use the amas of that Rav Nachman said, of six tvachim amas, regarding the halacha of klaim, it's going to be a leniency. Because if you would say that the dalet amas would be the smaller amas, that would be a stringency. But now that we say that it's only going to be dalet amas of six tvachim, it's going to be a much larger area that it needs to have for it to be considered a kerem, for it to be klaim. And that is, now that we're using the larger ones and not the smaller ones, if we would use the smaller ones, it would have been a kerem much easier. And now that we require the much larger amas, it's going to be considered a kula, because it's going to be harder to get the isra of klaim. As the Gemara begins, as we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Klaim, kerem hanatu al pochas ma'arba amas. Regarding a vineyard that was planted less than four amas between each row, Reb Shimon Oimer, in a kerem, it doesn't have the halachic status of a vineyard. This isra of klaim, of planting other herbs, vegetables, in a vineyard, has to be a halachic vineyard. And that has to be, as we mentioned before, four amas in between each row. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, if it doesn't have the four amas, you're allowed to plant over there. But Chacham Ma'imrim Kerem, the Chacham say, no, even if you have less than four amas between each row, we will view it halachically as a vineyard. And although the question is that the Chacham also, L'chayr, should require this shir, as we talked about, Avodah Sakarka, to have four amas in between each row, they hold that we view the middle rows, that is, that are planted between those rows that would have had the requisite amount of dalet amas, but this got in the way, we view it as if it's not there, and therefore we remove those which are getting in the way, and we view the other ones that are the other one, every other one which has four amas between it, and therefore we'll view it as a kerem, and it's going to be usher to plant other things. But the question of the Gemara is, Al-Kapanim, it comes out, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, that it's a leniency, this bas amma of vav tvachim, because now it's only going to be considered a kerem to have the psul of klaim, only in a much larger share, and that's going to be a leniency, because if, let's say, you have the smaller amas, it's not going to be a psul of klaim. And that the Gemara gives two answers, as it gave by the other things that we mentioned regarding Mavoi and Sukkah, that it's Krabbanan, that is, Rav Nachman holds, like Drabbanan, the Army have a kerem, that they hold it is a kerem, even when there's not four amas in between each row. And therefore, there is no reference of amas by klayim that you need to have for the halacha of Ritzufim, and therefore there's not going to be, again, any leniencies that are going to come out from this halacha of the amas of klayim being six tvachim and not five tvachim. If you want, you could say, as we said, but the other ones, loyim k'rib shimon. You could say even those are k'rib shimon. But v'roiv amas come up, but it's going on the majority of amas, as we said by the other case of Mavi and Sukkah, that the majority of cases regarding the halach of klaim will be a chumr if we require that the amas are six tvachim amas and not the five tvachim amas. And that is, the Gemara went through all the different cases and explained that this halacha that we mentioned, that by Sukkah and Mavi is going to be the five tvachim type of amas, and by klaim is going to be the six tvachim amas, they had two approaches by all of them. Either A, that it's talking about specific cases that we're going to say, and we'll show by each one that it's going to be each one will have that the five tvachim by the mava and the sukkah will always be a chumrah, and by the klaim will always be a chumrah of the six tvachim amah. Or the second approach was, yes, it's going like the other man d'amr, and yes, then you have a question that it comes that it is a leniency, but we didn't mean all the cases, we meant roi vamas, that for there it's going to be a stringency, and therefore that's what we meant when we say that here it's going to be the yama of either the five or the six tvachim amah. But yes, in those cases, we will not say that it will be the five or the six, rather there will be the other way, whichever way will be the stringency, that's what we were trying to point out in the halacha. That was Abaya's version of Rav Nachman, that we said that sometimes it was going to be either six tvachim amas or five tvachim amas, whichever is the chumrah. But Rav Mishmid Rav Nachman Amar, Rav has a different tradition in the name of Rav Nachman, that kol amas, no, that all amas are always ba'ama ba'shisha. There is no five tvachim amas. It's always six tvachim, six handbreadths that equal one amas. El halal u'seichaka is rather that there are those that will be wider type of tvachim, that is, regarding the amas of klaim, for example, where they were going to measure with larger tvachim, that, again, will be a stringency by the halacha of klayim, whereas by the halacha of sukkah and mavoi, it's going to be as the Gemara says, v'halolu atzavis, and here it's going to be tight, which means that it's going to be precise, which means luchumah, and that is the term seichakos, the Aruch brings, is that when you have the fingers that are close together, that it's open, it's a little bit loose. Like someone that smiles, seichakos, that his lips split open and they start widening. Whereas when he's otsev, he's depressed, then they're tight together. Therefore, what we mean to say is that, yes, there are differences and there are chumras in regarding the shiurim of Amos, as Reb Nachman did say. I agree to you, Abai, on that regard, but not because sometimes it's six tvachim Amos or five tvachim Amos. Rather, sometimes the tvachim themselves will be looser and therefore the Amos are going to be larger because then you're measuring with a more looser fist. And that's what's called seichakos. And that's going to be, let's say, a stringency by the halachas of klayim, where we want to have the larger shear to have all the chumras. Whereas by sukkah and mavoi, where there, the stringencies come out when it's a smaller shear. It's not because it's five tvachim amos, but rather there, it's atzevos, that it means the amos are going to have tighter fists, which will be more precise. And if it's going to be a smaller shear, but not because sometimes six and sometimes five.